What's up, guys? Welcome to Run It Back. I'm your host, Blair Bomber, and I'm late. I'm late with the pod. I'm late with life. I'm not late with life. I mean, I'm right on time with life, I feel like. But yeah, I'm running a little bit slow this week. I had to work a bunch. I'm making excuses more. Yeah, that's just what it is. But I'm here today, and I'm back, and I'm going to put this out early because I know the two of you are like, oh, where's the podcast at, Blair? We really missed that 3 minutes that we get out of the pod. I'm like, all right, well, look, okay. I think I do this every time when I talk on the pod that I talk about the weather because it's right there. It's right in front of me, and it's hard for me not just to go into it immediately. It is a giant heap of dog shit. That is the weather in Chicago, and I'm fucking over it. I hate it. It's making me so upset. It's almost July, and we had 0 days in the 80s. Fucking come on, man. Back home, Linden, it's beautiful. It's been 80 for fucking months. Months and months. But here, the Chicago weather is like, hey, man, here's the thing. You know how winter lasts 11 months? We're like, yeah, it sucks. Polar vortex was terrible. Negative 50, yeah. Well, we are going to go ahead and just extend that winter into 11 and a half months. You get a good 10 days of semi-decent weather. And then people in Chicago are like, well, as long as it's not negative 50, we're in. But then tomorrow it's supposed to be 84. Now, Tuesdays, I usually work a nice little noon to four, little stock shift. But tomorrow I'm working an extra, I'm working a double. So now all that fun time supposed to be spent outside is going to be spent indoors. Does that bother me a little bit? Not too much because I'm getting paid for it. But it could be a lot better because I wish I wasn't doing any of that. I want to be outside. But Wednesday, I'll bounce back. Now enough about the weather. No more weather talk. I feel like people don't give a shit about the weather, and you know how people will say it's like a lame thing to talk about. Well, what's up with the weather? It's kind of lame. It's kind of hacky. But at the same time, it does kind of run a lot of, I think, our mood. My mood is definitely impacted by the weather. I think it's more so out here because the rain can get you down. I'm from Washington State. Rains all the time. Is what it is. You get used to it. But out here, when it's supposed to be nice, and then it's not, it's like I'd rather watch cats die. I'd rather watch just a bag of cats, and you throw them in the river with a little bit of a weight attached to them, and they sink. You know, I think that would be more enjoyable than looking at this over. And it's like 70, so it's muggy, 72, and raining. That's, I don't want to say the most depressing thing of all time, weather related, but certainly the most depressing thing since this negative 50 polar vortex we had, which was, oh man, let me tell you, that was a good time. That was a good 3 days of wearing jackets to bed. Love that. That's my favorite. Whatever. Let's talk about something better than that. Something other than the move. Than talk about something other than how I have a stroke when I talk sometimes. When I just... That part's getting edited out. Unless I just decided not. Which I might just keep it in because at this point, who gives a shit, right? I'm not mailing it in. I'm not mailing it in because I'm still doing the thing. I'm still doing the thing, yeah. I saw John Wick 3 finally. Loved it. Love that world. Love everything about it. I love the character. I love just the death by pistol. That movie leads the world in headshots with the gun at this angle. You know how like most people will shoot like this? In that movie, John Wick kills people at an angle. He's like, hey, you know what? This is probably the way most people would do it, but this is gun fu, and I'm just gonna turn it like this. And then I'm gonna throw it at you. I'm gonna ga 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 ga. I love it. It gets me excited. John Wick is like, that's such like every gun nut in the South watches that movie, like, this is why we have our guns. This is why we need, you know what? Martha, go out there, and I want you to set up the scarecrow. I know, I'll shoot it, but I want you to set it up, and I want you to put it down. It seems like it's begging for its life, and I want you to give me my pistol and give me a fully loaded, and I'm gonna shoot it like this. I'm gonna shoot it down like this, because what John Wick does. No one's name's Martha anymore, by the way. I know one girl named Martha, very nice girl. She ran track at Eastern, but with me, but like. She stopped when I started running, so we had run together. But I knew her from that world. Very nice girl. The only girl I've ever met under the age of 75 named Martha. Which I think is important. Or not. But look, I love John Wick. The world's cool. Halle Berry is...
Halle!
Ugh. White girls don't age that well. If you're keeping score of actresses in Hollywood that get better with age, I think can we name one American born? Charlize Theron doesn't count. She's South African, a mutant. She's a mutant. She's like that blue girl who just makes herself anything she wants. If the thing she wanted to be was the most beautiful woman in the entire world, Charlize Theron's great. Charlize Theron, probably the most beautiful white girl in the world. Halle Berry. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say most beautiful black actress of all time. Which, and if you're talking to me, I mean, she's the most beautiful actress of all time. But, you know, I don't want to put people in boxes. But for me, certain people are better at certain things. So for me, I keep saying for me, but we know it's for me because no one else is fucking here. My neighbors gotta hate this. They gotta be like, there's that guy talking to himself again to the camera and the microphone. Yeah. We hate that. Thin walls. Halle Berry's great. She's amazing. She's sexy. I think I might like short hair Halle Berry more. And I think I might like short hair Charlize Theron more. Charlize Theron. I can almost roll my R's, guys. It's not great yet, but I'm working on it because I want to be able to speak I want to be able to fake speak languages. Like, you know how like certain people can speak dialect, but they don't actually know the language, but they can put the accent on there and it makes you think they know what they're talking about because it sounds like that. Because if I say, Je m'appelle Blair, you know I can't speak French, but if I can roll my R's, Je m'appelle. See, I can't roll my R's. Let's not do that. Let's not deep dive French. Took 3 years of it. Don't remember a single thing. Anyway, John Wick 3, Halle Berry. By the way, one of the best actresses. She's so great. Love her. She's amazing. That whole movie, I love the world. I've said it 15 times. I love the world. When I say I love the world, that's just me saying, hey, the movie fucking dope. I don't really want to go into the world because it's too complex for me to really get into. But it does make you think, man, it'd be really cool if there was a world full of assassins killing each other, but we don't know it. But then I think I'm kind of glad that's not a thing because a lot of people just die in public in the John Wick universe. Like, imagine you're just walking to the train and all of a sudden this vampire looking guy just kills three Asians in a subway car, and you're like, oh man, I was just trying to get to this temp job. I can see that guy's brains. Ugh, is he still alive? His foot's doing the twitch thing. Ugh. Yeah, pretty gross. Anyway, I feel like there's a better way. I see, look, now I'm talking about dead bodies on a subway train. Now I'm trying to make it about me. which is kind of what I do, but maybe I should do a little bit less of that. Okay. Yeah. I got it. Man, I'm going to cut this in there so you guys don't even know what's happening. You'd be like, oh man, that was fucking seamless, dude. That was crazy. You know how like these don't actually do anything? How I'm just stabbing across myself because I'm a defensive fighter. I'm kind of like Floyd. I just fucking shit. Oh. Anyway, undefeated in fights. I'm undefeated in fights that have not taken place in the pool of an Embassy Suites. Shout out Jordan Hastings punching me in the face in fourth grade. He's getting married on July 20th. That's going to be fun. The only knock I have against like the against John Wick, this movie, against John Wick 3, is, okay, so the timeline is John Wick, this all takes place in like less than a month, right? So say John's in his 40s or late 40s in the movie. Keanu Reeves has aged 8 years as this movie's gone on, and it kind of shows because he's like, when he used to throw guys, you throw them, and now he's going, ugh. He'd go, fuck, ga, 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 ga. Now he's going, fuck, ga, ga, ga. What are you going to do? I'm nitpicking a little bit, but that's okay, guys. What we're here for. Well, I'll put a pin on John Wick for now. I'm trying to say is John Wick 3 is amazing. John Wick 4 is going to be great, although Keanu might need to have a walker. You know what the worst part about the summer in Chicago is? The homeless people are everywhere now. Because the winter, they're just trying to, you know, not die. And then summertime, they're like, oh, I'm going to make you uncomfortable. But they're not aggressive. Like, the homeless people in Chicago aren't nearly as aggressive as in, like, other places. Like, in Seattle, they're pretty aggressive. They're everywhere. California, they're real aggressive. Like, money now! Like, come to you while you're eating. And then, like, point at you and be like, yo, you gonna finish that? All right, cool. Well, when you're done, give me money so I can buy maybe drugs. But I'm not going to say it's for drugs. I'll say it's for shoes, but it's probably for drugs. Cool? Out here, the homeless people prey on your empathy. Okay, like they're nice. Like I used to just like make eye contact for some reason because I feel like if I humanize them, then maybe they'll see that I'm a good guy. They can look into my soul because that's all they do is look at people all day. What turns out is they just make me feel worse. So they'll be like, "Can I have anything? Any change will do. Anything will help." And I'll just go, no, I don't got it. And they'll go, oh, it's a nice jacket. It's a real nice jacket. You look great. You look really warm and comfortable. Those Nikes? Jordans? Levi jeans? Oh, $80 jeans. Real nice. You look really good.
Start complimenting you. They start complimenting you. But then in that backhanded way where they're like, oh, you could afford that jacket, but you couldn't afford to give me $1 so I could not starve. And then they do that, and then I immediately feel bad for what I have. I'm like, well, I can give this guy. I can give him a dollar. But that's what I used to do. He made me feel bad. I wouldn't give up right there. I would stay my ground in the moment. But then I would circle back around the next day, and if he's there, I'd be like, hey, you know I'm not a piece of shit. Here you go. Yeah, I am comfortable, but also I give back to people like you. Homeless people. People without homes, people under a bridge, people maybe with a drug problem, people who shit behind public transportation. Yeah, that's what I do. They prey on your empathy, and it's because I'm an empathetic guy, not a sociopath, not a narcissist. Well, kind of, I guess I'm a little bit of a narcissist, but I mean, clearly I'm talking to myself, no microphone in the camera when no one rolls around. When they, the thing that will, that you're not getting any money from me is if you go,
can I have anything we'll do?
And then you flip like, nice jacket, God bless, fuck you.
Because when you bring God into it, when you're like, oh, the Lord told me. The Lord. Did the Lord give you those no shoes? Did the Lord give you those no shoes that you have on? Those no shoes? Did he give you those? Is that what he wanted you to have? The no shoe things? Because he had no shoes? Dude had shoes. Dude wore sandals. At least he wore sandals. Allegedly. Don't bring God into this. Like, he's going to smite me for not giving you the 82 cents I got after I bought the Red Bull that I couldn't even afford. Barely, I could afford it. Let's be real, guys. Red Bulls are Red Bulls, guys. Need them. Caffeine. No price on caffeine. I don't know. I just don't like when they come at you. But I guess that's the difference between, like, I mean, aggressive homeless people be like, yo, help me out. And you'd be like, no, all right, cool, that's fine. I'm going to yell at the next guy. But the homeless people here will be like, can I have some help? Can you give me some food or something? And you'd be like, no, I'm really sorry, I can't help you. And they'll be like, that's okay, you'll die alone. What? No, it's totally fine. God's going to take everything you have away from you. What'd you say? No, it's fine. Your firstborn child would have Down syndrome. Okay, dude, you got to fucking go. Ugh. Homeless people, they get you. They prey on the empathy. I don't know. I'll you know what? I got one more thing I'm gonna say. And sometimes you say things and you feel like no one's listening, and then everyone's listening. Other times you say something and no one's listening, and actually no one is listening. I was on Twitter the other day. I call it Twatter because Twitter just is so mainstream. I call it Twatter because I'm edgy. Edgy guy, Blair. I'm on Twitter. And this girl tweets and she's like, skinniness is it's overrated. It's looked at like... I'm just going to read the tweet because I want to get this right, because it actually bothered me in a pretty significant way. Okay. I'm going to read this and I'm going to give you a second to process it. And then I want you to tell me in a text or a message if I'm an asshole. I mean, I know I'm an asshole, but like, tell me if I'm off for this, right? This girl who I don't know. I don't know what she does. I'm not even going to shout out her name. She goes, fuck the glorification of skinniness for women. Being strong. Well, I mean, skinniness for men's kind of a thing too, but like, whatever. Fuck the glorification of skinniness for women. Being strong is so much more fun. Doubt she's that strong. I'm trying to, white girl, saying trying to gain 10 pounds and get fucking ripped. When you spell fucking, F-U-C-K-E-N, like chicken, fucking chick, just put an I, fucking. It's fucking. Fucking is an I, not an N. Fucking. No one says fucking. You know, fuck you, fucking. It's fugazi. I'm trying to get fucking ripped. I want to squat more than my male friends. Never going to happen. Unless they're in a wheelchair. I want to punch a bear and live. It's okay. Now you're just like, you do not want to punch a bear. You don't want to punch a bear. Bear fuck you up. Bear would fuck you up so many different ways. Are you getting near a bear? You know what you're going to do? You're not going to play that. You're going to try and run away because you think you're fast because you got these strong ripped legs. You're going to, and then dead. And then it eats you asshole first. Do you know what bears eat you? Ass first. You're alive while they eat you. They enjoy it. Bears enjoy you being alive while they eat you. Because they're like, oh, you thought you were going to punch me in the face? Dead. Actually, no, it's, you're still alive. I'm eating your ass. You know what you did wrong. Now you're going to die slow. And that tweet has 44,000 likes. Okay. 5,000 retweets. First of all, this is from a girl who's skinny. A skinny.
A skinny girl. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Skinny girl. Her picture's of her in a bikini. Do you realize how, like, annoying that is to anyone not skinny is when you say, God, skinniness is just glory. I know I have the thing that everyone wants, and I want you to know, even though my life is easier and I'm more healthy and everyone wants to kind of be me, I want you guys to know this is not the way because you have mental health problems. It has nothing to do with how you fit. You're letting outside shit fuck with you. You're putting your validation in strangers, and you need that, and that's why it affects you. It's just so, like, could you, that, this is literally like if, like an NBA player, like an NBA, it's like LeBron James is giving a speech at the wheelchair games. And he's like, yo guys, just want you guys to know, you know, being athletic, running and jumping and, you know, and looking and being kind of like whatever every man wishes they could be. It's not all, you know, cracked up to be because sometimes you get leg cramps and leg cramps hurt. And anyway, you guys keep it clean out there and don't no one get hurt, but even though you're already hurt because you're in wheelchairs. That's what that's like. How does this get anything? It's just such, what a virtue signaling. It's just bullshit. It's just trash. What do you mean you want to be the glorification of skinniness? Take it from me, I'm a skinny girl who has no real problems, you know, getting laid or being accepted. Like, there are women out there and men, women, and non whoever that are fat and don't want to be fat and are unhealthy that are trying to be healthier. I'm not, now when you say skinny, if this tweet works in two ways. If you are just so insanely fat and you're just trying every day to, like, be skinny, and it's toxic, and you realize, like, hey, like, I just need to be healthy, not skinny. That tweet means more. If this girl has an eating disorder, and she is on the cusp of death from being this skinny, this tweet means more. But you're a hot girl. Your picture is you in a bikini. Fuck out of here, dude. I want to squat more than my male friends. Something that'll never happen. Eighth graders squat more than me. Like, first, no dude has ever said this. Hey, what's she squat? Better be more than me. You feel me? Better be more than me. I like girls that can squat more than me. That's not, like, what do you... And what girl is like, I'm going to squat more than you, Thomas. Thomas, you know what I'm going to do, Thomas? I'm going to out-squat you. I know that, like, your left leg doesn't really work because you got a club foot, but, like, I want you to know I can squat more than you. And while I'm at it, I'm going to punch a bear right in the face. I'm going to punch a bear in the face, and not only that, I'm going to punch him in the face, and I'm going to live to tell about it. I'm going to tell everyone, and I'm, hey, Sarah, make a fist. Okay, this is how I punch. He's going to eat your thumb. He's going to eat your thumb because you're dumb, and you don't know how thumbs work. You don't know how punching works. You don't know how bears work. You're going to get your ass eaten first, and not in a good way. Rissa Mindy. Ugh. 44,000 likes for this fucking bullshit virtue. Fuck being skinny. Fuck being me. That's what you're saying. Fuck being perfect in the way that I'm perfect because people say that I'm perfect all the time. And fuck it when people tell you you're perfect because it's annoying. That's like... It's like having a big dick problem. And guys, my cock is just so big that no one can have sex with me longer than 2 hours. It's like they can only go two. They can only come 10 times when they. My dick is so big that my dick is so big I can't do anal with anybody. Like no one's dick is. It's like big dick problems. I know. And the glorification of having a huge dick. Yeah, it's out there. But I want you to know, it's not everything. I want to have I want to have a regular sized dick. And I want my dick to squat just as much as my guy friend's dicks can squat. And then I want to come up to a bear and I want to fuck that bear in his ass. And I want to live to talk about it. That's what I want. I want to fuck a bear in the ass and talk about it. That's what I want. This makes me so. I could do all the time on this. I'm gonna read. Okay, just because I'm on a fucking roll right now. I'm gonna read another tweet of this chick. Oh. To everyone who keeps replying to my quote tweeting, but what if I wanna be skinny? Girl, this isn't about you, and I'm saying this as a skinny girl. You're acknowledging you're a skinny girl, so kind of puts what you said earlier as void. What? And I'm saying this as a skinny girl. If you want to defend one of the most conventionally idolized body types, just go make your own tweet, girl. Make your own tweet, girl. You don't even fucking know what I have gone through. Like, I'm skinny, and everything's easier for me, and I just want you to know that now I've achieved this thing. It's like, it's not, like, yeah, I've always wanted to be a billionaire, but now that I have $1 billion, it's like, ugh, my helicopters are just, they're just always, like, different colors, and I wish they were, like, the same color. Actually, you know what, Thomas, can you make the helicopters the same color? I want to go, like, a teal, magenta. I know those kind of clash, but maybe we do it in like a leopard print. Is that okay? This girl just makes me. You know what? I don't want to wish anything bad on anybody, okay? I don't. I think it's fucked up. I think if you wish bad on somebody, it'll come back around to you. If you do, like, I hope somebody dies, you're like, then you're, you know, and if you die, you're like, ah, karma, even though I don't really believe in that shit. But this girl, I hope she just gets, like, a really itchy sore throat, you know? Like, it's really itchy, and then she has a date, and then it's, like, a guy who's hotter than her, and then she's like, I want to kiss this guy, but I don't want to have an itchy throat. I want to get him sick, but I kind of want to get him sick, and then she's like, I kind of have a sore throat, and he's like, well, I'm not into you anyway, so if you have a sore throat, and you're not even as hot, and you're kind of getting fatter, because you said you wanted to be your skinny, but now you're kind of get fatter, I think I'm just gonna, like, leave, and go hang out with this other girl, who's, like, you know, like, pretty cool with how she looks in general, and, like, doesn't make a big tweet about it, so I'm gonna go fuck that girl, probably, instead, because she's more cool with who herself is, I'm gonna leave you alone, and based off of all of this, that girl then has to go home, and fucking ride a vibrator that was made for skinny girls. Nah. Did I go a little hard on that one? Yeah. Am I done? Yeah. Was the podcast great? Yeah. Was it worth the wait? Yeah, guys, it was, okay? It was worth the fucking wait. You loved it. I'm out of here. I'm done.